HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, this is Neerja Birla, founder and chairperson of Empower. I welcome all of you to this brand new The OK Not OK Show.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
So today we're going to talk about a topic that's very close to my heart. How to keep our current and next generation grounded and rooted and not acquire a sense of entitlement. It seems more and more people today are getting self-centered and have a sense of entitlement. I think it's a problem across all age groups. But if you ask me my honest opinion, I think it needs to be addressed amongst the kids the most. In today's world of helicopter parenting, are we guilty of unconsciously raising a self-focused, all-about-me generation? Children start believing that things will get just done for them. If they wait long enough, someone will pick it up for them. If they ask enough times, someone will give in. If we as parents keep giving in to every little want or need that our children express, we are creating a false sense of entitlement in them. So how can we try and keep them grounded and rooted is exactly what we're going to discuss today. While growing up, do you remember we were told no for a lot of things? We didn't always get things what we wanted. We could accept rejection as a part of life. Now as parents, we need to do exactly the same. We need to give our children the gift of being told no sometimes. Let's see who our first caller is. Hello and welcome to the show. Who's this and how can I help you?
Hi Neerja, I'm Sakshi. My daughter is 12 years old. And our last two vacations were in foreign countries. But last year we decided, let's go to Shimla. And our daughter asked me if we were going abroad later. It really worried me that sometimes she doesn't understand the hard work and the effort that we put for her to get this comfortable life. I think she feels that trips abroad are a must. In a world of excess, how do I teach her to stay grounded?
Hello Sakshi, I can really understand your dilemma. So I would suggest that maybe you can sit down and have a calm conversation with her where you tell her how hard your husband and you work because you'll want the best for her and that you'll want to give her the best experiences possible. However, sometimes in life, it's not possible to have everything and we must make the most of what we have been given and what we are getting. Having said that, going to Shimla is also a good idea and that you'll will have a great time irrespective. You know, when we were growing up as children, all our summer holidays were probably at our grandparents' house. So that is something that maybe you can explain to her as well. So Sakshi, remember to just keep calm because it's okay. With the right conversations, I'm sure she'll come around. Let's speak to our next caller. Hello, how can I help?
Hi Neerja ma'am, I'm Deepika, mother of 14 and 16 year old. My kids talk really rudely to my household staff and sometimes it really bothers me. I have tried everything, but it seems like all my efforts have gone in vain.
Hello Deepika, thank you for calling in. So this is an important and a very common concern amongst our listeners. Sense of entitlement does become a problem when it's consistent and we as parents really need to understand this. Pampering our kids is a very good thing. But over-pampering, I think that's what can hamper their emotional development and ability to take on age-appropriate responsibilities. Also, Deepika, remember that your kids will observe and do exactly what you do. So you need to first stop being rude, that's if you are, to the servants. You can, of course, tick them off, scold them, but try and avoid being rude to them. Or then at least not do it in front of the children. Also, sometimes what may help is actually letting the children do their own work. That way, they'll also realize the value of house help. Let me know what you think about it on 8108-943-943. At what point in life do you tell your children about money and importance? This will always be an important question when you try to keep your kids grounded. I have with me on the phone line our next caller. Hi, how can I help you?
This is Billa. My name is Mayur. I have a daughter who is 14. I recently bought her a phone as she needs it for her online classes. Now she is insisting that she needs a tab too. I think this is a result of peer pressure.
Hi Mayur, I hear you. I know that in such a case, it could be either financial concerns or you're worried about your daughter getting spoiled. If your daughter is concerned that she doesn't have cool gadgets to show off, then it's really important that you explain to her that being a good person is more important than having materialistic possessions. Your daughter is 14, that means that she is old enough to understand that there is a household budget and that you cannot exceed it unless it is a critical purchase. So teaching her that it's okay to spend money but for a valid reason is fine, but it's unacceptable to waste money just to impress people. Maybe what you can do is encourage her to save up on the money needed to make her purchase, and then she can choose what she wants to spend on. Believe me, it'll be a lesson for life. But in the meantime, Mayur, keep calm because it's okay. I'm sure with the right training, she will learn the value of money eventually. Now here's something that we need to do together, our homework for the week. If you can sit down with your kids and write down 10 things that you both are grateful for, you know, they could be simple things that we take for granted. Let's focus on all the important people and things in life. And after you've made the list, maybe saying a big thank you to all of them for making your life easier. Try it. It will not only make you feel good, but I think it's a great way to instill some gratitude in our kids as well. That's all for today. And in the next episode of the OK Not OK Show, we will talk about effective parenting in times of work from home. In fact, if there is a particular aspect of parenting that you would like me to talk about, you can WhatsApp on 8108-943-943. Have a great Sunday and remember to keep calm because it's okay. Hugs and love, Nirja Birla.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Nirja Birla.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.